And really encourage you, as I said, to pray for Amanda. Take an opportunity at the end to speak to her just before she heads off. You're going to have to be quick, though, because Amanda is sharing with her youth fellowship tonight as well at 8:30. So you've got a few minutes after the evening service just to grab a chat with Amanda. Now, two of our other members, Jack and Linda Coates, are out in Peru at the moment. They're there for a month. If you want to find out exactly what they're up to, there is a prayer diary in the front entrance hall, a little card which tells you what they're doing each day as well. But I received a text message from Jack and Linda this afternoon. Just let me share it with you. It says, "We've arrived in Arequipa after a busy week in Lima, in good health and being well looked after. Some of our Spanish is being understood, !! Off to church now and have many plans for visiting schools this week. Thinking of you all this Sunday, and thank you for your continued prayers. Love and God bless, Linda and Jack." So let's continue to pray for them as they're out there at the moment. But if you've got your Bibles with you, will you turn with me to the New Testament this evening? I'm going to read from the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 28. Now, on Sunday evenings, I'm preaching through the book of Nehemiah. We should have been in Nehemiah chapter 5. I'm going to deviate for one week only, and just really as Amanda goes out, I want to speak specifically to Amanda this evening, and hopefully this will be a word for her as she heads out, but I trust there'll be something for everybody this evening. This famous passage of the Great Commission. So Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, and we're going to read the last few verses from verse 16 through to verse 20. So Matthew 28. God's word says, "Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, 'All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.'" Why go to Africa, Amanda? I'm sure maybe as you sit here a few days ago, you're wondering, why have I signed up for this? Maybe some doubts, some challenges going through your mind. Why give up a good job? And why give up the security of that? People maybe think you're mad at the moment for giving up your job. Well, if they don't think you're mad, Amanda, they might think you're slightly odd. People who are not Christians, maybe even some Christians as well, just can't grasp this concept. Why you'd leave the comfort and security of Northern Ireland and a job to step out there into Africa. It looks good on a video clip, but it's a different story when you're there, sleeping and eating and all the rest. It's a huge step of faith. It's a huge step of faith to step out from your comfort zone, to step out from the security of all that you know, the familiarity, to step away from your family. Why go? Well, there's many reasons. You've shared some of those reasons with us this evening. You've shared how God has been speaking to you and challenging. But the ultimate reason why anybody goes, well, I trust the ultimate reason why people go is because of the Great Commission. The Great Commission that we've just read here at the end of Matthew 28. That great command that Jesus Christ gave to his followers to go into all the world, to make disciples of all nations, not just people in Northern Ireland, but people of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is this great command that Jesus Christ gave to go and to reach the nations. There's no human logic to the decision to give up a nice job and all security and all the rest to go. Well, the reason people go, the reason people still go to the mission field is because the love of Christ compels us to go. Christ has changed your life. Yes, it happened at a very early age, Amanda, age of 4. But Christ has continued to work in your heart and your life. And because of your love of Christ and your desire to obey him, you want to go and to share with others, so that they might know of the love of Christ as well, and their life might be transformed. But the Great Commission isn't just for Amanda Brockbank. The Great Commission is for all of us as Christians. If you know and love Jesus Christ as your Savior, these words are for all of us. What compels us to turn around in the school classroom? Maybe you're still at school. What will compel you to turn around and to talk to these friends of yours who don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? What will compel you to speak into those conversations when people are talking about the big issues in the world? What will compel you to live out your life in the family home, when maybe there isn't other people there who are Christians? What will compel you, if you're a mum at the school date, to start having conversations with people? Develop those friendships so that you can share Christ. What will compel you to invite a friend to go to a coffee shop, take a bit of time out, catch up with them, but more importantly, to share the gospel message with them? What will compel you? It's the love of Christ. The love of Christ which has touched your heart and changed you and transformed you. It's the love of Christ that will compel you. And also because you love Christ, you want to be obedient to him. And you want to be obedient to the great commission that he's given you. So what compels us to go? To go to Africa or to go across school classroom and chat to somebody? It's the love of Christ and obedience to his command. But here's the big question I want to leave you with tonight, Amanda. Love of Christ will send you there. What will sustain you there? What will sustain you there over the next year? Or what will help us in the different situations that we find ourselves in to share the gospel? What will sustain you? Because I'm sure there'll be things in this next year, Amanda, that will be very difficult. I'm sure as you head out and you arrive there in the next this week, you're going to feel really inadequate at times. You're going to feel unprepared. You're going to feel that this is a great task. And if you're like any normal human being, you'll probably be full of fear. And you'll be thinking of thoughts. What will the people think about me? What happens if they reject me? You'll be full of doubts. Maybe you'll be starting to think, I'm not able to do this. You'll possibly face difficult days, perhaps opposition, rejection. You'll have practical worries. What will sustain you? What will keep you going? Well, what will keep you going is the great promise that we find right at the end, the very last verses, the very last words of verse 20, where Jesus Christ said to his followers, "And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." Here's Jesus Christ speaking. He's about to leave his disciples. He's about to ascend up to heaven. And before he leaves, he gives them this incredible promise. I am with you always to the end of the age. Basically what he's saying is, I'm going to leave you, but even though I'm going to leave you, I'm still going to be with you. I'm going to leave you, but I'm still going to be with you. And as you go, Amanda, and as you head to Africa, this is the promise that Christ gives to his followers. I am with you always to the end of the age. As you go, you're not alone. And for those who are in the school classroom tomorrow trying to live as a Christian, you're not alone either. Or maybe in the workplace, or maybe in the family home, or in that coffee shop talking to somebody, you are not alone. David Livingstone was a very famous explorer, missionary as well, the 1800s. A missionary to Africa. Don't know if he ever went to Nigeria, more the southern parts of Africa. And he went there serving the Lord, proclaiming the gospel. In 1869, near the end of his life, David Livingstone, this missionary to Africa, said these words. "Would you like me to tell you what supported me through all the years of exile among a people whose language I could not understand and whose attitude toward me was always uncertain and often hostile?" What kept him going? This is what he said. It was this. "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. On these words I staked everything, and they never failed. On these words I staked everything, and they never, ever failed." Let me break that verse down for you. Jesus Christ said, "I am with you." Who goes with you, Amanda? As you get on that plane, as you arrive in Africa, it's the one he says, "I am." The great I am. We know those I am statements from John's Gospel, where Jesus Christ said, "I am." That title for God, the great I am who I am, that divine name. Okay? It'd be great if your family could get on the plane and go with you. But somebody greater goes with you. God himself, Jesus Christ, goes with you. He goes with you. Only God can make a statement like that. "I am with you." We could say to you, Amanda, as you go, we go with you. We're going to go with you in spirit. As you head out into Africa, we as a church go with you in spirit. Nonsense. We can't go with her in spirit. We can pray for Amanda. We can think about her. We can contact her. We can send her emails, whatever. But we can't actually go with her. But Jesus Christ, the one who is God, actually can go with you. Now, how is that possible? Well, as Jesus speaks here, he's about to leave his disciples. He's about to leave his disciples physically. He will no longer be here on earth. But before he went, he gave a great promise, the promise of the Holy Spirit. We thought about this a few Sunday mornings ago in our foundation service. Jesus goes with us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who indwells the hearts and lives of believers. The Holy Spirit whose ministry is to magnify Jesus. To magnify Jesus Christ in our lives. The Holy Spirit who dwells in the hearts and lives of all true believers. And when Jesus Christ was here on earth, he was here on earth as a human, he could only be in one place at one time. He could be with his disciples could be crowded around him. He could be with the crowd, maybe feeding the 5,000. Or he could be alone, in solitude, praying to his Father. But he could only ever be in one place at one time. But by leaving, he could actually send the Holy Spirit to come and indwell believers. And so through the Holy Spirit coming, he can fulfill this promise where he says, I am with you always. Always with Christians through the Holy Spirit dwelling in hearts and lives. And so, Amanda, as you travel, as you spend this next year in Africa, you are not alone. Jesus says, I am with you. But it goes on to say a lot more. He's with us, helping us, strengthening us, and guiding us. He's comforting us. He's giving you the words to say, giving you a boldness. The Holy Spirit will be there helping you to fight temptation, to overcome spiritual attacks. See, Christ isn't distant. He never is. This is Matthew's gospel, and these are the last words. But actually, if we were to go to the start of Matthew's gospel, to Matthew chapter 1, we read the story of Jesus Christ coming into the world the first time as he came in as a baby that first Christmas. And as he came, this is how he was announced. He was described as Emmanuel. What does that name Emmanuel mean? It means God with us. That's how the gospel starts. Jesus Christ coming into the world, God with us. But as Jesus leaves the earth here, he's still Emmanuel. He is still God with us. You're not alone, Amanda. But the verse continues, I am with you always. That phrase, always, that word always in the original language actually means the whole of every day. That's when God is with you. He will be with you the whole of every day, 24/7. God never takes a lunch break. He never takes a nap. He never has a sabbatical. He is always with you. What great comfort. You're never alone, Amanda. And as we, each one of us, step out to live as Christians in this incoming week, he is always with us. He's a loving Savior, and he goes with us always. But here's how the verse finishes. I am with you always to the end of the age. What does that mean? Well, the end of the age is the end of history as we know it. Christ has left here in Matthew 28, where he's just about to leave, about to ascend up to heaven. But he gave a promise that one day he would come again. And that's an unknown period. That stretch from when Christ left to when he returns again. We don't know how long that period is going to stretch from. Only the Father knows that period in between. But that period from when Christ left to when Christ comes again one day is where the Great Commission fits in. That's the period of time that we have to go and to spread the gospel amongst the nations. We have this incredible opportunity to go to the nations and to share Jesus Christ. To share Jesus Christ with children, to share Jesus Christ with teenagers, with families, people of all ages, in all places, in Carrickfergus, in Nigeria as well. And that's our church's responsibility. This is the era of the Great Commission. We do not know when Jesus Christ is coming again. And so we need to take this time to reach people, to make disciples of them, and to baptize them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because this is an unknown period of time, let's not waste it. Let's make the most of the time that we have. We are encouraged and we are thankful. And we are really encouraged and thankful, Amanda, that you are using your time. You're using this time that God has called you to go and share Christ with people in Africa. And as you go, Amanda, as we finish off this evening, I want you to take this promise with you. Take this promise with you where Jesus Christ said, I am with you always to the end of the age. I've just described this as a great promise. It is a great promise. But Campbell Morgan was a famous Bible teacher from the last century. And as a young man, he recounts this story of going to visit a lady, an older lady, a member of his congregation. And he went to visit this lady, and he was doing a Bible reading with her. And he read from Matthew 28 here, and he read these verses where Jesus said, I am with you always to the end of the age. And he looked up at this elderly lady in his church and said, Isn't that a wonderful promise? The elderly lady looked back to him and said, young man, that is not a wonderful promise. That is a wonderful fact. Because when God makes a promise, it's a fact. God will deliver on his promises. And so you have this wonderful fact to take with you, Amanda. I am with you always to the end of the age. It's a promise for you, Amanda. It's a promise for all of us. Take it with you. Why not write it out? Write it somewhere in prominence. Memorize these words. Meditate upon them. These words will be a great help to you in the incoming year as you head out. Maybe at difficult times and lonely times. Maybe times when things aren't quite working out the way you'd want it to be. Here's great comfort. Here's a wonderful fact. I am with you always to the end of the age. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we thank you for this truth. We thank you for this truth of Scripture that you've called us to go out and to preach the gospel. It's a great responsibility. But we pray and we thank you that as we go, we do not go alone. That you, God himself, Jesus Christ, go with us. You will be with us always. And we pray as Amanda heads out this week. We pray you be with her. Help her practically. Help her physically as she goes. Help her spiritually as well. And as she goes, may she be comforted. May she be encouraged. May she be helped by this great truth. That we as a church are behind her, supporting and praying for her, but more importantly, the God of the universe. The God who created this world. The God who loved her. The God who died on the cross for her sins. The God who rose again and offered her salvation. The God who has changed her life goes with her and stays with her and will be with her always. May Amanda take great heart from this, great encouragement. And may each one of us take great encouragement as we go out and live for you this week, wherever you've called us to be. May we go out with boldness. We may go out with a desire to share the gospel with people we meet, knowing we can't do it in our strength, our own strength, but that you go with us, and you help us, and you encourage us. Be with Amanda, we pray, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. I'm going to invite our musicians to come now and lead us in our final song.